to another show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1. We are located in Amory, Wisconsin, God's country. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is a very versatile and talented Eddie Schmidt. We will be playing some live music and sharing some lively stories. Most of them are true, and we'll be sharing those with our guest. Our guest tonight is Reelin Grove. We call him Shady. This will be his third time joining us over the last almost 6 years, and we're glad to have Shady back with us. So tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Yes. Once again, we'd like to say hello to everybody. You're listening to another version of Trigger Happy Memories, and it's a Thursday night here doing our new show again, and we've got Eddie Schmidt sitting next to me. How are you doing, Eddie?
Yeah, it's Thursday night, and if, where else would you rather be on a Thursday night?
I know. This has always been lots of fun. You're kind of winding down a busy summer
yeah,
season.
Yeah, it's been a crazy summer, but I'm not as busy as that Shady Grove.
Yeah, we're going to get
no, it's been, over the next week and a half, it's finally starting to slow down.
Simmer down.
Just more weekends instead of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, music's in the park and everything else going on.
Yeah, well, good. We had some fun last Wednesday night in New Richmond at the Heritage Center.
Yep.
Music in the Park in New Richmond, big crowd there. It's I think that was our 17th year of doing that. And people bring their lawn chairs and their blankets and see lots of faces of people we've met through the years. It's been a good one for us.
Yeah, we got lucky between the rain and just a couple of light sprinkles that came through. And on the way home, I stopped and the Memories were here in Amory and said hi to them guys. And they kind of made it through, too. They had to do their last two songs kind of quick, too, where the rain was coming in.
So we cut maybe 5 minutes at the most, and then the rain started hitting. But and then the Polka Busters were out on probation, of course. we were performing in Hammond at their celebration. That was lots of fun. And we got a wedding coming up for my nephew.
Yep.
And I'm going to throw a song at you tonight that we have to sing for the wedding.
Oh.
So.
Oh, you are? Okay.
And you've never heard it before. So, well, once, just tonight, I showed it to you. But we have a private party over at Gay's coming up, too. So.
Yep.
And, of course, we have Reelin Grove here with us. Reelin, how you doing?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much for inviting me.
We're so glad you're here. And we got Bob Zonk, who was engineering again. And, you know, almost 6 years we've been doing, or going on, well, finishing 6 years, Bob engineering, nobody's ever gotten electrocuted. He's done a wonderful job. We had a few sparks and a few shocks, but no fatalities. You know?
No.
So, Bob, we appreciate what you do here for us. And Reelin, we're so glad that you're here.
Thank you.
We've been fortunate to find people that will come and do this. I asked five different musician friends that they said, I would love to do it, but I can't do it this month. Can I do it in September? And I kept hearing this, and they would text me, oh, when is this? I got something going on. And this went on and on. I thought, we're going to end up having to get Bob bring the accordion. And
which would have been just fine.
Yeah, but... And then I got a hold of you, and your reply was, what time you want me there? I thought, there's a good friend. You know, and you're the only guy that we've had here three times.
Oh, so I feel privileged.
Well,
I really do.
That's, yes. And last month, Eddie, we had Colleen Ray with us. Do you know her?
Yeah. I do not know her.
She does a lot of theater, small theater. I mean, like the Phipps, which is a wonderful place. But she does all kinds of cool stuff. But she was a wonderful guest. But... Shady, you've been busy with playing with Rex Cactus, and tell us what's been going on with you.
Well, of course, Rex has a lot of the holiday stuff and some music in the park and things like that. So those are always fun to do with Rex and Eddie. And then part-time with Denny Charnicky and the DC Drifters.
Yeah, that's a pretty...
Some drums with them.
Yeah, play drums with them.
Yep.
Is that mainly casino stuff? Or
casinos and parks and some of these theater jobs, like the Marion Ross Theater in Albert Lea. We've done some rock and roll shows down there with some of the Iowa
rock
and roll.
Do some driving with that guy then to get
down there. Yeah. Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame people that do some concerts with him. So.
And he's going to be inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep, in September of Labor Day of 2023.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite an honor. So you're still busy with you and Sam do some things there too?
Yep, Sam and I are still doing a lot of things and trying to fill in the blanks and trying to work together because Sam also plays with the Studebakers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So we kind of share and trade back and forth. So.
Yeah, and you are a native of St. Croix Falls?
Yes, I went to school there and played music in this area for a lot of years.
Sure, started off as a drummer with your cousin Dale.
Yep, Dale and Dennis, yep.
And it was the Boys Three.
Yes.
So we're going back to the 60s with those kind of names.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. So, well, that's pretty cool. We're going to come back and talk to you, talk about some other things that's going on in your life, but let's have you sing a song.
Well, it's, you know, I always get a request from Uncle Bob, and so maybe we should do one for Uncle Bob.
I talked to him today, and he said, you tell Reland I want to hear rose-colored glasses.
Rose-colored glasses.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know why I keep on believing you need me when you've proved so many times that it ain't true. And I can't find one good reason for staying, maybe by leaving would be the best for you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through shows only the beauty, 'cause it hides all the truth. And they let me hold on to the good times and the good lines, the ones I used to hear when I hear you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through shows only the beauty, 'cause it hides all the truth. So I'll just keep on hoping, believing that maybe by counting many times I've tried, and you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses a sign. These rose-colored glasses that I am looking through shows only the beauty, 'cause it hides all the truth.
Very nice. That is Reland Grove, Shady.
Thank you.
Our buddy, very good. Yes, that's Uncle Bob's one of his favorite songs. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Memory Care?
Yes, I have. About 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was. I was there, and they booked me there once a month.
So you do by yourself? Or?
Yeah, just by myself.
Sure.
Yep.
Yep. And you and Sam were doing some of the wineries in the...
Wineries and some of the special events we've got this Sunday. Sam and I are at the Big Rock Creek Farm out on 87, just north of St. Croix Falls.
Oh,
for their Rib Fest.
Okay,
the Rib Fest out there, and so we'll be playing on Sunday from 11 to 2 out there.
Oh,
so if anybody's out,
sure.
Out,
yes,
come on.
You and Sam play up at, is it Jed's too up in Siren?
Yes, or? It's called Knotty Pines now.
Oh.
But the old Jed's.
Hard
up there.
To believe a bar got sold and changed names.
That never happens, does it?
Never. And we play there and the winery out here at Deer Lake. And,
okay.
We do a lot of private parties and things like that. So it's
nice.
A lot of fun.
Sure.
Him and I are having a good time with that.
Well, good for you. That's great. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 out of Amory. If you're just tuning in, this is Trigger Happy Memories. And we've had lots of fun doing this, Eddie. We started this in 2016 and in September. So next month, it'll mark finishing 6 years of this. So
gee.
It's been lots of fun.
The
here
things
for
you get me into.
I know. That
get me into this show, and then you get me into the station.
Yeah, now you're working here every day.
Yeah. Not every day, but...
Yes, well, you've been
in
a big...
I have fun coming in and volunteering with Bob and Luann, showing me more and more on the computers
sure.
to try to help out.
Well, you've been a big part of what they're doing here, just some of the issues that... with Bob had some health issues a while back,
yeah.
and he's back healthy, and you helped out with lots of things there,
oh.
too, so...
And Dave Corbett. And
yep. Yeah, so... I'm going to try a song here, Eddie, if you don't mind. I'm going to do one that I was told we're going to do this for a wedding here next month. So it's called Set Me Like a Seal on Your Heart. It is written by Kerry Landry. Are you familiar with?
No.
He's written a lot of... Only a Shadow is a big song. Actually, it's in the Missalettes in the Catholic Church. Hmm. Pieces Flowing Like a River. Big, big song. A couple other big, I can't think of the other ones, but some really good songs, but this is one that he wrote. And
this is in the key of C?
Key of C, yep.
Remember, we got to announce them keys for all the folks that are out there
yep.
strumming along, like Owen and whoever
sure.
else is playing along.
If you want to try some harmony, Eddie, here's
sure.
some lyrics. Are you too, Reland? We're going to, yeah. so.
And for Rex, we can't forget Rex.
So. Right. Is Rex playing along too?
Oh, you never
I think
know.
He is.
Set me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. Set me like a seal on your heart, how right it is to love you. For love is stronger than death, stronger even than hell. The flash of it is a flash of fire, a flame of Yahweh Himself. Set me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. Set me like a seal on your heart, how right it is to love you. You want to play it, Eddie? Thank you.
than my love. Come, my beloved, no flood can quench our love, for love, if real, has no end. Set me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm. Set me like a seal on your heart, how right it is to love you. How right it is to love you. Yeah, Carrie Landry song there that we're going to... Eddie, that's pretty good. You never played that before. And I look at you, can you take a solo? You didn't shake your head? No, I can do her. Yeah. You did her, Eddie. Nice job.
Well, like we always say, what's the worst they can do? Give us a D-. I learned that from my buddy Mark Feider.
Yeah, and we've had a few D-minuses too. That's one reason why I always like to introduce the title of the song, in case they don't recognize it, you know. Because we've butchered a few of them there, Reba. So what you got coming up this weekend? You're playing somewhere?
Yeah, down in Austin, Minnesota.
Okay.
Playing with the DC Drifters down there for a rock and roll concert. And it's a tribute to the tower in that town. The concert's going to be at the Terp. It's a ballroom that was a sister ballroom to the Surf ballroom.
Okay, sure.
Back years ago.
Yep.
And they're trying to bring that back and make it active again. And so that's going to be a fun little concert to do.
That's
so,
on Saturday, is it?
That's on tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. And then Saturday is Grandpa's Day at the fair. Yeah, so we got my brother and I and a friend, Jim, and my brother-in-law, Keith. We all, for many years, first Saturday of the fair, we
go to the fair.
We go down there and we call it Grandpa's Day.
So oh, nice.
Go down there.
We're actually going to get there on Thursday, I think it is.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is about the first year in about 8 years that usually the first day of the Minnesota State Fair, I'm over, and Darlene and Kenny, we usually play at the DNR stage.
That's
but
right.
That didn't work out this year, so kind of missed that, but it's kind of a nice break. It's a fun day, but she's a tough, long day.
Oh, boy. At the D and R? Oh, DNR. Okay, DNR. Okay, yeah. Yep. Okay.
It's not Debbie and Randy. It's
So, Shady, why don't you do a song again?
Let's do an Alan Jackson song.
Okay, yeah.
I'll try to start it in the right key. The one time with Rex, didn't I start it in the wrong key or something? I don't mean to bring that up. But
you never have never.
Oh, yes, I have.
Don't rock the jukebox. I'm on to hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. Don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep on singing mine. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since you left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. Don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Take it away, Eddie.
Thank you. Well, I ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. I don't like fit to guitar down to memory. Before you make your money, babe, play a song for me. Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. Don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Very nice, yes.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you back here with us.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Oh my gosh, this is fun.
Yeah, Rayland Grove is here with us. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, and this is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just coming through town and turned in the radio and like, what's going on down there? But this, what's going on? And we got more construction going on here too, don't we, Eddie? So I had to sneak around that. I thought we were done with that in this area, but that's okay. We got to keep
46. They're busy fixing that up. They're fixing. It's County D north of Range.
That's right.
They're going up to 180th over to where I live up on White Ash. They've been busy. They built up that area in the swamp that always got kind of low where they had to put signs up because the water started coming up over the road. And
Jeez.
So they built that up. But
yeah.
Not to bring up troubles. Everybody got troubles. How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing good. We mentioned we had the Polka Busters out for the parade in heaven. And for those who haven't seen it, it's an old 1967 or 68 Pontiac. It looks like the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
But we have a stage on the roof. We call it the Polka Busters. And it looks terrible. Thing has been sitting in the field and it still runs good, and but we all dress up with these goofy clothes, and it's just so much fun. But Carl came; he had the funniest looking shirt. It was this polyester with all kinds of different colors.
I never seen so many colors in my life.
Great big collar on it. It was like a throwback to the 70s disco or something. Yeah. He had Elvis glasses on, and there was some band that him and his wife went to see over in Stillwater, and I guess this band, they do that era of music, and they dressed up. So he dressed up kind of like that. And he thought, where in the world will I ever have a chance to wear this shirt again? And he goes, wait a minute, the Polka Busters.
That's funny.
So that was lots of fun. And
yeah, we made it through, and they only had to adjust the carburetor once after they get started.
Well, a little starting fluid, too, and
yep.
We got her going. But
that's cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Eddie, do you want to sing a tune there?
Sure. Let's try a Merle Haggard song. We had this one kind of queued up for a couple weeks ago, but we didn't have time for it. It's one called Mama's Hungry Eyes in the key of C. A canvas-covered cabin in a crowded labor camp stands out in this memory I revile. My daddy raised a family there with two hard working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong. Us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but But it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember Mama praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Very nice. That's a Merle Haggard song. Well, actually, it was Eddie singing it. No, it wasn't Merle, but very nice, Eddie, yeah.
Our
yeah,
mandatory Merle.
Yes, we always have had some Merle in our list of songs and some Hank Williams. We've always,
yeah,
somebody's always out of our group have come up with some Hank Williams stuff. Sure. We just can't get away from that. But, and again, we have Shady Grove. Reelin Grove is here with us tonight, WPCA Radio 93.1. Reelin, you spent some time in the military.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It was... back in high school, of course, it was still the draft was still on, and when I found out that I had was going to be a little bit short for graduation on credits for my senior year, I would have had to take some summer class to make up for that. It was like a half a credit off or something, and my draft number was 2.
Not real favorable.
and I wanted to go Navy, and I thought, well, that's... So I immediately went down to the University of Minnesota and took my GED, passed it, and enlisted in the Navy. And that was in April of 72. I'd spent 3 years active and went overseas and spent some time off the coast of Cambodia. And,
oh, wow.
And, during that conflict over there, and he saw a lot of really nice places, Singapore and Hong Kong and a lot of those places. But spent some time in the service.
Three years active.
Yeah.
Okay.
We appreciate your service.
Yes,
well,
thank
you, sir.
Yes, thank you for doing that. And where did you, when you took your basic training, where was that at?
In San Diego.
San Diego.
Yep.
So nice place to
out. It was really nice. Yeah.
Yes, that's for sure. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, thanks for serving. And do you belong to a Legion?
I do belong to the Legion in St. Croix Falls.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
There's something called Sons of the Legionnaires that my dad was very active in the Legion. He was a World War II vet. And so I did some research on that, and I'm eligible to join the Sons of the Legionnaires.
Oh,
and I'm going to do it just to support the local chapter in Hammond and just to support my dad, too, just to be a part of it. And also I get to go to the Legion out in Arizona. That you have to have a card to get in. They got the best fish out there, Eddie. And I can't get in there without a card. If I become...
Well, maybe if they need a band, can we get in there and play some music?
Yes.
And get some of that fish, too?
Yes, I think I could. With my card, I can get you in, Eddie. So that was my biggest motivation. No, I'm kidding. But, actually, when Mom was still alive, she had an auxiliary card. So we could go to the Legion. and all these people from Baldwin, Hammond, and that are in that area would go there. So you'd see so many local people, and that was so fun. Mm-hmm. But after Mom passed away, I can't get in there. So,
if you belong to those, you get a discount on if you want to throw a party, a private party, or anything like you know, family thing. Or you can rent those really cheap.
Oh, and that's nice to know. Yeah. So, anyhow,
besides the fish.
I was thinking about, too, Shady, you were telling me, or you or Sam was telling me, between June, July, and August, there was a list of how many jobs you had in so many days. Wasn't it a crazy number? I remember you guys telling me something. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, there was one point in June that I was working 22 days straight.
In June?
In June, yeah.
Man.
So I think I only had 3 days off in June, and then there was maybe five in July.
Almost makes it hard for a guy to run the Dairy Queen in Osceola.
Yes, yes, by the way.
Speaking of that, you're the owner of the Dairy Queen in
Osceola. Yeah.
Good for you.
So everybody stop on down.
Yes.
Is that a nice summer treat?
Oh, sure. Our kids went to a concert up one of the casinos. What's that little casino that's up in that Siren area?
Hurdle.
And they saw Lone Star.
Yes.
And they said it was really a good concert, just incredible. And not a lot of people there. They said it was, you know, for a big group like that, it just was a...
I think Crystal Gale was just up. Was she there or
she
somewhere?
She was at Turtle Lake.
Turtle Lake,
I think, yep. Yeah,
it's funny, the great acts that you get.
Yeah. We've got tickets to see Michael Bublé coming to the cities.
All right.
Something different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
He's quite an entertainer.
Yes, he is.
I don't remember, but I think, didn't he get his start from Oprah? Didn't Oprah get him his start?
You know, I don't know.
He was on her show back when she had her show. And that was the first time I'd ever seen him, so I don't know if that might have boosted his career.
Sure.
But I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I bet he'll be stopping at the Straight Eight, too, and probably doing a show there, too.
Button heads with a goat down there.
We could do some more music. You want? I can do one, or you want to do one? Should I do this one here, Eddie? This one is talking about church songs. We could try to do this one in church. It's called God is Great. Beer is good. Oh, wait a minute. That ain't going to work, is it? Forget it. Oh, this is, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. So you guys jump in here and help me out if you can. So
sure.
Key of F.
Yes. This old man and me were at the bar and we having us some beers and swapping I don't cares, talking politics, blind and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. He said he fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damned if I know. We talked an hour or two, but every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette. He says these damn things will kill me yet. But God is great. Beer is good. People are crazy. last call is 2 a.m. I send goodbye to him. Never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face. Front page obituary, he was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. I drop by today, just thanks and praying. I left a six-pack right there on his grave, and I said, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. There we go with People Are Crazy. Billy Currington did that song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that old of a song, but it has a feel of a good old classic country song.
Sure,
Good
remember
song.
When you used to announce that, sometimes you'd change the name of it. God is good, beer is great, and Festus is crazy. We used to say that once in a while.
Poor Festus. We picked on him a lot, didn't we?
Well, of course. Why wouldn't we?
Oh, boy.
It was last Sunday I got the chance. I played with Chuck Bethke and Jim
Hoggerud,
yep, over at the Moon Lake Threshing Bee.
Threshing Bee, okay.
From noon to three. And just like Mike, you always tend to run into people that we didn't realize were listening to this show. I ran into a guy there that came up, and he was from Glenwood, hard to believe. But his name was Mike Klinger, him and his wife, and I met him. He used to play music with my mom at Mady's Lanes in Glenwood City.
Oh, wow.
And just neat talking to him, and he said, I'll tell you, Thursday nights come 7 o'clock, there's nothing planned because they're going to be listening to this show.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's just neat to hear that. And
yeah.
He's got a 1962 Strat that he kind of shoved under the bed quite a few years ago and didn't play it much and took it out. And Willie's guitar told him that, you're not playing that anymore. We're going to put that in a case and hang it on the wall. It's that nice. So
62 Stratocaster, which is a Fender guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it was neat to hear about his guitar that he's got in the case hanging on the wall.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, I talking about that, I was at the car show and him and Rodney Sather, a friend of mine, had come up and he said, I listened to the show. He said, it's just so authentic. And I said, well, you know, Bob Zonk was the one that said, no one's doing live radio anymore. And he encouraged us to sing live, you know, good or bad. We're going to throw it out there. Yeah, he wanted me to do it every week. I tried to talk him into it, and he tried to talk me into it. But anyhow, he just said, "I it's just authentic, and I just appreciate just the simplicity of what we're doing." So it is so nice to hear those kind of comments out there.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't happen if it wasn't guys like you, Reelin, that are willing to come in and do this and of course, Eddie Schmidt adds a little something to the show.
Yeah, he does.
Just a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's say hello to some folks while we're talking about different ones. I'll start off with a few, and hopefully you've got some folks that... And the nice thing, too, if they didn't get a chance to catch it tonight, it's on the archives. You can go back and you can go back and find any show you want. So
okay.
It's just go into their website and go to Trigger Happy Memories, and you can... Just scroll through it and find the shows you want to hear. But anyhow, hello to Nick and Diane out in Santan, Arizona. Our neighbors, Renee Butler, Gary McIntyre, Rodney Sather, Uncle Bob. We talked about him earlier, but hello to Uncle Bob. Wish him the very best. Judith Hansen Jorgensen, Edna Bjorkman, Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana, Shirley Halliburton, Dan and Beth Wohl, Tom and Connie out in Payson, Arizona, my wife Debbie, and my good buddy Putz. And I'll stop at that. So
cool. Okay. Say quick hi to my wife, and I always like to say hi to my cousin Charlie, who's in the truck somewhere between the cities and Fargo. He listens to us all the time. Our neighbors Al and Ann and their kids and relation, a bunch of them listen to us. Tad Late and his wife, and Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning from my retired work. The Cactus Cousins. Greg Wheeler and some of the barn boys, they like to listen to us a lot. And I'm sure the neighbors, my neighbor the Seawells, and a bunch of them are probably listening tonight. And have to say hi to Mike Klinger that met this weekend, that said that they listened to us. So.
Sure, yeah.
Shady?
Yeah, just say hi to the wife, Luann, and some friends and relatives, and, of course, the Cactus Cousins, of course, and Sam. And everybody that makes all this possible, you know, and yep. You guys, thank you very much for inviting me. And
you bet.
It's just a lot of fun.
We can rely on some good friends when we're trying to find somebody.
What time you want me to?
What time? Yeah, I love it. Yes. Shady, I gave you a little heads up on this question, but we've done this before, asking some of our guests, if you had an opportunity to go out and have coffee with somebody and just sit and visit, you know, an artist, you know, that you would admire. Mm-hmm. But who would you pick?
You know, it's a pretty easy question for me. I would probably pick Ronnie Millsap.
That's a good choice. Oh. Very good choice.
He's just an inspiration musically. I mean, he was so good.
Oh, boy.
And, musician-wise and writer-wise. To know the handicap and still be that type of a musician, and that success is in the country field is really just amazing. I've seen him many times, talked to him on the phone.
Is that right?
Yeah, and got his autograph at the Carlton Celebrity Room, it's quite the.
Oh, when he had those big hits back in the late 70s,
yeah.
I used to do, I bet you, four or five of his songs that they were hot, and we were trying to keep up with the top 40 stuff, and it was something. I just liked his voice, and mm-hmm. I liked his music, and
I got to tell you a little story about him. He, when I got out of the service in 75, I went to visit some friends down in Tucson, Arizona.
Mm.
So instead of coming home, I went there first and spent a month down there just browsing around Tucson and Tombstone, and they took me all over there. And we drove by an old brick building out in kind of in the middle of a field. And on the marquee, it said Ronnie Millsap. And at that time, in the early 70s, he wasn't real popular at that time. And it said the cover charge was $5. And so I could have gone, if I didn't know him, I could have gone to see him for $5 in a bar, you know. And
you didn't tell him that story, did you?
No, I did not. You know,
talking about Ronnie Millsap, I actually finally sat down and started reading a book from Jimmy Capps, and he talks, there's a neat section in there about him talking about Ronnie Millsap and the talent and him being blind and being able to turn his head and know how to control the volume of his vocals and stuff just by turning, and he said that what a neat deal that was. So
yeah. In his interviews, he seems like a very nice person.
Yeah, just very nice.
Eddie, you want to do another tune there?
Sure, we can try one quick here. Let's
another Merle.
another Merle Haggard song. You can never have enough. Merle Haggard, this is one that I actually used to go and listen to when I was probably 12 or 13. My folks used to go to the Diamond Club in Menominee for chicken on Tuesday nights, and Randy Sins and Dave Schrader, and they had a keyboard player, and I can't remember what the name of, I think that was the Randy 3 maybe back then.
I'll think of it too, yeah.
But anyway, they used to do a song called Harold Super Service, and I brought that up to Randy a couple of times, so we'll thought we'd throw a little bit of that at you here.
Super service. You know, there's nothing like a gas station sandwich.
That's right. In the key of G. Now me, I work at Harold's Super Service. We specialize in service all the way. And there's only one thing that bugs me. And that big old guy in a strip down by the lane. He says, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my old tooth, you don't mind. Some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Check my old tooth if you have time. Well, at Harold's Super Service, we do grease jobs. We fix 30 or 40 flats every day. And just about the time we get real busy, here comes that guy to strip down my lane. He says, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my old tooth, you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? What's one of those tooth you have time? Well, last night I dreamt I died and went to heaven, to that Harold's Super Service in the sky. They were changing plugs on Moses' magic carpet, and the angels, they came by and by. He says, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my old tube, you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Wash my windows too, if you have time.
Okay.
That was cute.
That's a good song.
Cute.
I think your brother used to do that song. Didn't Steve?
He probably did.
I'm sure I heard
I'm
him
thinking,
do that before.
Yeah.
Was that
the time when him and I got up and sat in with John and Dave at the Valley House, and brother John says, I'd like to thank the Hansen brothers for coming up. And I thought, where did he come up with that? That night we were the Hansen brothers.
Oh, boy. Say, I was going to ask you, Eddie, is Ethan, I'm sure he's busy this summer too. Is he doing things with Chris Cruzy?
Yep, he's real busy with them, and they actually even asked the old man to come play steel with them in December down at the Pablo Center on the 15th or 16th on a Friday night. I get to go play with him. Ethan and I are both going to do a double that night. We're playing with the Rattlenecks first. They're going to be the front band, and then Chris is going to be playing at the But yeah, he's been real busy this summer and still doing stuff with both Chris and the Rattlenecks, plus other groups, the Bad Habits Brass, and you never know who he's... He was over in downtown Minneapolis at some VFW with some band I never heard of. I go, how did you get that job? Well, somebody knew somebody that knew somebody. They said they needed a bass player, and so he ended up at some VFW over in Minneapolis.
And he's a very talented musician, too.
Yeah. I'm going to play in the church in Hudson, the Hillside... it's a Hillside church, but it's my daughter and her husband. They go to this church and they have a praise group. And I've done it before. I'm going to fill in playing bass with those guys. And they're like my daughter's age. So, like you said, get the old guy up there.
The old man.
But it's fun. They're very, very good. And it's praise music. It's loud and it's full of energy. And it's I have to rehearse to figure this stuff
change
out.
Change chords about seven times. And everything's in E flat.
Oh, yeah. They throw something at you. Shady, you better do a song here before we run out of time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Down the Boondocks? You want?
Sure.
What else were you thinking?
Yeah. I don't know.
Down the Boondocks.
Should we try that one?
Yeah, sure. It's a Billy Joel Royal song.
Oh, there you go. G?
Two, three, four. Down in the boondocks,
down in the boondocks. People put me down, say that's the side of town I was born in. And I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on the boy been down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house on this old hill. I love a little girl that lives up there, and I guess I always will. But I don't dare knock on her door, 'cause her daddy is my boss man. So I'll just have to be content to see her whenever I can. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks. People put me down, say that's the side of town I was born in. And I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on the boy from down in the boondocks. One fine day I'll find a way to move from this old shack. I'll hold my head up like a king, and I never, never will look back. Until that morning I'll work and slave, and I'll save every dime. But tonight you'll have to steal away to see me one more time. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks. People put me down, say that's the side of town I was born in. And I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on the boy from down in the boondocks. Lord have mercy on the boy from down in the boondocks. Lord have mercy on the boy from down in the boondocks.
Very nice.
Thanks.
You do that really very
soon,
well.
As soon as I rounded the corner down here, I thought of that song.
Oh. I like the way you do that song. How come we don't do that song?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
No.
We're having so much fun here. Shady, I stole some of your ideas when I was in Arizona a couple of years ago. I had to do a party by myself, but just my guitar. Mm-hmm. And I bought the harmonizer thing, and I asked you about it, too.
Sure.
And but anyhow, it worked out. I had the drum machine and the harmonizer, and I did it by myself, but you gave me the idea and the inspiration to do it. But we want to say goodnight and thanks to everybody here for...
Thank you so much, Shady, for doing it.
Oh, yeah. You're
easy
welcome.
As pie with you here.
Oh, boy, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob Zonk, and nothing irrational happened.
No,
we're still. We haven't been electrocuted.
No arguments. Nobody told anybody off.
No,
so okay. It went pretty smooth this time, Eddie.
Yep. So, thanks everybody for listening, and have a great rest of your summer.
Yes, and thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.